It seems a love song again. Number four, it's at the very end. If you look in the back of your book, you'll find My Country Tis of Thee is song 511. And if you'll turn the page, you should have pasted in another song entitled Let Pharisees of High Esteem. We are in the midst of studying the Pharisees, and Isaac Watts wrote this hymn, and those of you that were here, we did a couple of nights in studying Isaac Watts, one of the greatest songwriters. Joy to the World is one that I'm sure you probably remember of Isaac Watts. He wrote Joy to the World. He wrote When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and he got into a great deal of trouble, In fact, his father was thrown into prison. And they did it because of his type of songwriting. At the time that Isaac Watts wrote, in the early 17th century, or 1700s, the songs or hymns were just the scriptures, where the preacher, pastor, priest, whatever, would hymn, he would say one line, and then the congregation would echo back another line, and that was it. It was right out of the scriptures. And one day when he was about, as I recall, around 7 years of age, they were going home, and Isaac Watts said to his father, it's really lousy, pitiful music in there. And his father, without thinking, as sometimes fathers do, well, if you don't like it, you just write one. Well, that afternoon, the 7-year-old Isaac Watts wrote a hymn, and much to his father's amazement, and they sang it at the little church that they attended. And this started in, and he wrote thousands of hymns and got into a great deal of trouble because what Isaac Watts did, he did not take the passage of Scripture and just read it back. What he did, he thought about biblical things and put that into song, which is most of our hymns today are. That was never done. Sometimes older people get very upset with progressive Christian music. But if you would have been at Isaac Watts' time, even things like When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, really singing, When I Survey, When I Think of the Wondrous Cross, and then he writes his thoughts on the Wondrous Cross. That was not done. And it caused a great amount of trouble for Isaac Watts and caused a great division. In fact, if you did a long study of Isaac Watts, his hymns are written in two different books. Those that are primarily the scripture and those that are thought. And this is one of the thought ones, and where he just takes the concepts of the scripture, concepts of thought, puts them down into words. This one is from 1 Corinthians 13 that we're in the midst of studying on Tuesday evening, and he puts it into this hymn, Let Pharisees of High Esteem. So let's stand and sing all the verses. Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly.